A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 18th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And we also want to take this opportunity to welcome our radio to TV viewers, those who are on our Facebook pages. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the crackdown currently underway in Zimbabwe, with allegations that members of the Zimbabwe National Army, the Zimbabwe Republic Police, are going door to door, harassing protesters and allegedly ordinary Zimbabweans.
To join the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
To join our discussion, as usual, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voanwa.com. And please note that Live Talk is coming to you on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
Human rights groups are alleging that members of the Zimbabwe National Army, police, and rogue elements of the ruling ZANU-PF party are continuing to crack down on protesters and ordinary Zimbabweans, even as the United Nations urged an end to brutal security crackdown and an internet blackout. There are reports that more than 10 people have been killed, though government maintains that it's only 3, including a police officer. The Center for Trade Policy and Development has observed that the recent standoff in Zimbabwe and DRC will negatively affect the trade relations among countries in the SADC region.
Despite the mounting pressure, Harare is not backing down. Labor Minister Sekai Nzenza says government is probing NGOs for allegedly inciting the violence. State Security Minister Owen Ngobe also told the Herald newspaper that the opposition MTC Alliance and its allies, who allegedly organized demonstrations that degenerated into a spree of violence, arson and looting, were liable to claims by members of the public whose property was lost. The MTC and NGOs have denied the allegation.
If you wish to join the show right now, please do phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again,
001-202-619-2077. Kuzobuya amasotsha lamapolisa kuzwakala ukuthi bahamba ezindlini zabantu bechaya abantu sibili okunyokumangalisayo. Babachayela ukuthi indaba baphatheka okutshengiseleni okwenziwa ngomvulo. Ngase sikhangele njalo internet, sikhuluma ke futhi labo Facebook, oTwitter labo WhatsApp, lokho kuvaliwe khonangale ke eZimbabwe. Sibonile njalo ke amavidiyo akade tutsha nje khonapha kulaba landeli bezanu PF bengena emgoqweni eHarare behamba ngezimota betshengisela nje ukutiba lamandla. Kuzobuya ke ilizwe leMelika, ilizwe leBritane, kube sobuya European Union lokunye okuthiyeneyo nje khonoko kuyachothoza kakhulu kumbe ngithi kuyasola okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke izalwane zeZimbabwe ezikwele Britane nezikwele South Africa ziyatshengisela kuma-embassy zithi hey bantu sebethwele nzima. Kusenzakala konke khonoko Blessing, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhona ngale ke beseBelarus, uzawe Kazakhstan, kuzobuya ke leDivos eSwitzerland, lapho akuhamba khona phela emhlanganweni we-World Economic Forum. Kuzobuya ke uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi ke bonke laba abakwenza khonoko bangamathororo. Singazi kumbe sile video kaminister sibone ukuthi kungabe kuhamba njani, kumbe nje sibone kuqala umnumzana u-Ivan Mawarire kumbe ukhona. Sike sibone ukuthi okwenzakale emthethandaba lamhla kodwa sikale sizwe ngawe Blessing.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi sauti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika vakawanda vari kuti aiwa munyika munenge maberekera ingwe hamusi kusvikika munzvimbo dzakawanda pane mashoko ari kutiwo mauto vakabatana nemapurisa nevamwe vebato rezanupf vari kufamba vachirova vanhu mudzimba dzavo vamwe vanenge vabatwa vachiratidzira kanawo vamwe vari kuti vanenge vakangozvigarira mudzimba dzavo vari kuti vari kushungurudzwa nekudaro zvapa kuti masangano akaita seUnited Nations kubazi resangano iri rinoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu masangano akaita seEuropean Union mamwewo dzimwewo nyika dzakaita seBritain neAmerica dziri kuti aiwa Zimbabwe inofanira kumira zvairi kuita izvozvi zvairi kupomerwa zvekuti iri kushungurudza vanhu vakawanda pari kunziwo ipo nyaya yekuti indaneti yaane mazuva yakavharwa zvinofanira kuti zviregedzwe masaisai anofanira kuti avhurwe vanhu vataure pamadiro asi iro bato rezanupf nehurumende iri kuti aiwa handivo vari kuita kuti zvinhu zviite manyama amire nerongo mamakurukota ehurumende ari kutomboramba kuti ndiwo ari kuvhara masaisai asi vamwe vakaita sana Econet naNatel One vari kutumira mashoko kune vanhu vachitenda ivo kuti vakanzi nehurumende vange vachivhara masaisai iyayo nekudaro zvinhu munyika hazvina kumira zvakanaka asi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vari kuenderera mberi nerwendo rwavo kunyika dzekumabuda zuva kweEurope kuvanga vari kuRussia vakaenda kuBelarus vachaenda kunana Azerbaijan vozonanga kuDavos iro svondo rinouya zviri kunzi nevamwe aiwa vanofanira kudzoka kumusha vachigadzirisa zviri kunetsa munyika Gibbs.
I think we've got a video of the Minister of Information saying something about the protests.
Threats to overthrow a constitutionally elected government by force and install an unelected person as president of Zimbabwe will be thwarted. It will not work. Pursuant to this nefarious agenda, the MDC Alliance activated its notorious terror groups, which include the so-called Democratic Resistance Committee and the paramilitary vanguard.
That is the Minister of Information, Mrs. Monica Mtsangwa. I think we also have Pastor Ivan Mawarere of hashtag This Flag Campaign. Let's get the video and see what he says about his incarceration.
No, I wasn't. How are you, Pastor? I could be better, guys. I've had better days. I don't think a crime has been committed at all, and I think we all know that. It's just unfortunate that our government will continue to treat us this way. This is what the government has been to us. And now this government is doing the same thing. It's very unfortunate. We thought we were in a new dispensation, but I think it's far from that right now. So thank you. We'll go with the procedure now.
So blessing, that is Pastor Ivan Mawarere of hashtag This Flag Campaign. Mm-hmm. We know that according to information that we're getting, you'll be in prison for maybe in the cells in the next few days. Mm-hmm. Because the court is saying that you maybe have a case to answer, you know, subverting a constitutionally elected government.
Honguka hama wadiwa nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika maona mamwe mavideo vari paFacebook pedu page yedu Pastor Ivan Mawarere uye gurukota rinoona nezvekuburitswa kwemashoko amai Monica Mtsvangwa vachitaura maonero avo nezviri kuitika munyika kuratidzira kwanga kwakarongwa neveZCTU asi pane mashoko akasiyana siyana kuti vamwe vakuru veZCTU varipi vamwe vari kunzi vakapambwa hapana runyatsoziva kuti zvinhu kufamba sei nenyaya yekuti intaneti dzimwe nguva dzakawanda inenge yakavharwa inombovhurwa Gibbs hanzi now it's on now it's off hapana ari kunyatsoziva kuti zviri kufamba sei pane vari kutaura here pamapeji apa
yes but maybe let's have Mr. Mnangagwa I think it's a 20-second video is in Belarus and then we have Mr. Tewama Vinga back to back so that we can see the situation right now yes
Zimbabwe has gone through severe economic sanctions and isolation for now nearly two decades. As a result of those severe economic sanctions imposed by the West on us, they collapsed our currency in 2009.
Reports of serious human rights abuses, including beatings, abductions, torture, and the involvement of ZANU-PF, the ruling ZANU-PF party groups, in beating up people in the high-density suburbs around Harare.
That there is human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, and earlier on you heard there from President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is continuing with his tour or his visit to five Eastern European countries. He has already been to Russia and Belarus, and of course there are calls by some for him to go back to Zimbabwe and try and address the deteriorating economic situation and political unrest there. Gibbs,
I'm told that we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member, on the line. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
We are very fine, I think. Blessing.
Yes. Mr. Chuma, how is the situation like in Bulawayo today?
Today it was a big calm. Yesterday it was also calm. Mm-hmm. We could see now people are getting back to doing their normal business. They are going about trying to get this and that. It's just unfortunate the event that happened are so barbaric, and I have never in my entire life experienced such a high levels of hooliganism and, you know, terror being struck into normal residents that want to probably live their lives normally in the circumstances that we are at. The economy is definitely bad, but I don't think it warranted for the action that we saw from Monday and Tuesday, especially in Bulawayo on Tuesday, where we saw people going in and then looting shops at one time, you know, with impunity. And and then I would ask myself, are those shops government shops or what? So what has those shops got to do with the disgruntlement that people supposedly say that they have? Because now we are going into somebody's business who's also trying to make a living, and we are now building up his building and they're using his shop. And now these same people are actually going to see red, because I can tell you that I don't see any of these shops opening doors in the next 4 or 5 months' time or so. So now we are going to have a person who resides in Geita having to probably board a taxi to go to town just to buy a loaf of bread. Or maybe your son or daughter has lost a simple thing like a pen or a ruler that you could buy from those local shops. Now you are going to have to first cut off with some money to go into town and buy that ruler that you could have just gone into one of those local shops and bought, and your son or your daughter goes to school the following day. So at the end of the day, you just behave like a mad woman who, when they're fighting with the husband in the house, decides to destroy all the plates and all the property in the house, and then tomorrow you forget that you need those plates again to eat them. So which means that you are going to dig deep into your budget and offset your budget and your plans just because you couldn't control your anger.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Chuma, the critics of your party and the government are saying that there's too much emphasis on this property that at the expense of human life, because many people have been, more than 10 people have been killed, according to human rights groups and some doctors' organizations. And not much is being said about that.
I'll tell you something, my brother. It's definitely so painful and unfortunate to have lives being lost over this whole situation. But then again, that's why the reason probably why emphasis is being put on the issue of the destruction and the barbarism that was seen on that day is that it is the direct end result of that. If people had done the noble way of staying away, they probably say, no, we're not going to town, we're not going to work, we're just staying at home, or let other people want to do whatever, not infringe on their rights as well. these killings wouldn't have happened. If people demonstrated peacefully, all those things could not have happened, because surely I know that there's no police force or the army that just attacked people from nowhere. It was not a reaction of some sort of action that was happening. Because if you're there on the ground, you would have seen how terrible it was, my brother. People were being so rowdy. It was like they injected some rabies or some sort, because they just went wild, and it was so unbelievable. So the reaction now caused all those things to then okay. So that's why I was saying that had we acted like normal people who also respect other people's rights, wouldn't have gotten to this stage of now talking about death. A death is painful. A death is always regrettable. A death should never happen. But now, what are we doing to get ourselves to a point like that?
Hmm. And Mr. Chuma, are you aware that in France, for example, there are similar protests? Even more property has been destroyed. And the government of France has not summoned the army to allegedly shoot at protesters. Is Zimbabwe now a military state?
So, even here in Zimbabwe, the government should not unleash the army to shoot people. We should always try and resolve our problems without having the end result, which is death. That should never occur at all. But now, when people come out, remember that a policeman in Tumbani was stoned to death. He's trying to do his duty to protect and save the people. But then the same people turn against that person and stone the person to death. And law enforcement, agent, who's supposed to maintain and keep peace. We should never, ever, as a country, find ourselves coming to a point where our own servicemen turn that gun against us and the people, and we start shooting each other or stoning each other. That should never, ever, ever, okay. And that's a script that should be a Zimbabwean script. It's not Zimbabwean what actually okay in these past couple of days. In Zimbabwe, we've never known such a thing. We've never. We last saw those kind of things during the war and after independence, Kukra, when the era was there. After that, we've never seen that. So this is not Zimbabwe. We don't even know where it is coming from.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yeah, thank you so much, Baba Chuma. I think we've got a video of the Malawian Vice President, Mr. Saulos Chilima, and Mr. Jeff Smith of the Vanguard Africa. So let's have those videos and hear what they're saying about what is happening in Zimbabwe.
Crises will be there in life, but what we are looking for is a quick resolution to the problem that is there. We need stability not just in Zimbabwe, but in the region, on the continent. Zimbabwe is an economy that has a role, you know, a country that has got a role to play in the economic stability of Central Africa. So therefore, the earlier the issues are resolved, the better for everybody. So we pray, look forward to the day that...
I think it's a continuation of the tragedy that we've seen in Zimbabwe over the past several decades. Unfortunately, many analysts and observers, both outside Zimbabwe and inside the country, saw the election of President Mnangagwa as a continuation of the abusive status quo. And I think that's come to fruition. And it's readily apparent that ethical leadership, that democratic accountability is needed in the country. And unfortunately, the people of Zimbabwe did not get that in the last election and elections prior to that. So it's a tough road ahead for sure.
What should be done right now in Zimbabwe?
You know, I think first and foremost, the president should end his foreign trip abroad and come back home and deal with this escalating crisis. His deputy, who's been left in charge, is very clearly even more hardline than the president, and has let the security forces and the military and the police operate with brazen impunity, abusing citizens in the streets, killing people in the streets once again, like we saw last August. I think he needs to get home and solve this crisis. I think he needs to bring the democratic opposition to the table, namely the opposition leader Nelson Chamisa, others within civil society. I think the religious community has a key role to play, and come to a collective solution to this vexing problem that has been there again for years.
Yeah, that is Mr. Jeff Smith and Mr. Saulos Chilima, the Vice President of Malawi. Yeah, bakhuluma ngokuthi ke kumele kulungiswe eZimbabwe ngokungazani kuyahlupa. Eh, Baba Juma, ukade ubezwa lapho bekhuluma sibili besithi hayi iZimbabwe phela ukhanya ngazani umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngokutsho ka Jeff Smith. Ngumuntu owayesebenza lo mgabe njalo ukhanya ngazani uqhubekela phambili ngakhona oku okungazani kwakusenziwa umongameli uRobert Mugabe. So ke wena ngokubona kwakho sibili ubona ngazani uhlupho lolo lwenzakala eZimbabwe lungaqedwa yini, Baba Juma?
Asawuzanga ekuqineni lapho theni?
Ye, uhlupho lolo khona oku kwenzakala eZimbabwe kungaqedwa, kungenziwani ukuthi kulungiswe?
Into eqakathekileyo efunekayo okumele ngabe yenzakala ngokuphela ukuthi bona abantu bengadinwa ukukhulumisana, siqine ngokukhulumisana kuze kuzwanane kulungiswe. Mina into engizama ukuthi ngihlale ngiyibalekela bakithi ukuthi bona udlame alulungana, luyangena kunoba lobani kube lobani. Umuntu athi ube limele engekho lasendaweni yangkhona, ecinesifa kungabena kuthi ngabe vele esenti yangkhona ngokwena engilandi kakhulu okwenzakalayo, kodwa siyenze ngaloko kuthiwa ngesingisi cotikele ku-crossfire. So mina ngokwami ngiyasifisa ngigadazasi bona ngabe siyakhona indlela ekubona ukukhulumisana umntu, sikhuluma sikhulume singadiva ukukhulumisana size sitholane. We'll find each other one day, but in domination, I don't know how to say it. You couldn't be sad. No matter what qala ngokugqila ngokukhulumisana. Singafunda kulokho, ngibona nganta asuke sizidlimele izinzakala ngoba kubuhlungu bakithi kufelwa, kubuhlungu ukunyalelwa ngabantu. Kathesi zabantu enxa ulimele izibhedlela zakhona azisebenzi. Lapha kobulawayo ukhona unesi obanjiweyo wakhitshwa iyinfo zakhe izigqoko wahlala enqumi bembambe ukuthi uyangaphi usemsebenzini yona kunokuthi uhlale endlizi yaphana. Inesi wagam naye kulabantu abasezibhedlela phela abagulayo bakhangelwa ngubani. So wena nxa ulesihlobo sakho sezibhedlela ubone unesi sekwenzalo akukuhlungu kangakanani khonokho. Into ngisithi kona kuqakathekile ukubana ngabe sihlala sikhulumisana, sikhulumisane size sitholayo.
Yes, I was going to say, Baba Chumubame Konapo. So he says it's very important for people to engage so that these issues can be resolved peacefully.
Ega Timbo overengezwe kutaurwa nevanhu pa Facebook page up. Mainiko ari kuti please tell the caller one day is one day, God is watching. I assume she is talking about our guest. Billy Mvura ari kuti guns versus roses. Leticia Tarubinga ari kuti we are so hurt that this is a Zimbabwean being killed by a Zimbabwean. Those firing bullets, shame on you. Joe Godfrey ari kuti people have had enough. They did not wake up and decide to go looting. They were provoked. ZANU-PF has crossed the line. Stevie Chicks ari kuti ZANU is only worried about power, not human life. Natalie Dove ari kuti God bless Zimbabwe. Imelda Chinye Chicks ari kuti haasi kufara nezviri kutaurwa izvo nava Chuma. Emmanuel Nyakonda ari kuti stay away completely. I sense something not harming us. And then Leticia ari kuti zvakare property is replaceable, human life is lost forever. Evelyn Muvandi Chivarange ari kuti hello. Joe Godfrey ari kuti they are interested in power and nothing else. Ndo zvimwe zviri kunyorwa nevanhu. Emmanuel Nyakonda ari kuti shut down and stay home completely. Don't be forced in the streets. Kuda kwashe madzinga ari kuti dai dzimwe nyika dzapindira nekuti vanhu vanopera. Gibbs, those are some of the comments from our listeners.
And so we've got a statement from the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights. They are saying, I quote, to date, ZADHR network of doctors across the country, both in the public and private sector, have attended to a total of 172 cases. 67 of those cases were gunshot wounds. So I think we've got another case there, Blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda.
Dr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, thanks for joining us at such a short notice. Now, Dr. Sibanda, what is your take on what is happening? We have Mr. Chuma here who is saying that it appears people who went on a looting spree ended up inviting this the army, so to speak.
Well, look, I have listened to a number of people, including people who are in ZANU-PF. Most of them have shown a certain sense of responsibility and are remorseful about what has happened in the country. They have called in their sense of humanity and are saying, look, whatever the justification is, no one has a right to be the police officer, the judge, the jury, and the executioner. The fact that members of the military under the leadership of Emmerson Mnangagwa and Army General Chiwenga have given to themselves the right to give orders to have people killed simply because they think they have an excuse is shocking. And I am shocked that there will be anybody who will try to justify that. Even Mnangagwa himself and Chiwenga are at the moment ashamed to make that excuse as they did on the 1st of August when they did the same thing. Look, these people are acting as if they are totally possessed, a rogue regime, and they have no place on earth. No one accepts this kind of behavior. The United Nations has come out very clearly against that. But let's take a step back and see and explain the chicanery, the absolute madness of this situation, the terroristic attitude associated with the situation is that the people who are looting shops, the evidence is now overwhelming, where ZANU-PF youths were military officers that were working in a group that was organized to do that in order to firstly discredit the demonstrations and secondly to give an excuse and a pretense for the first group, which was made of ununiformed members of the Presidential Guard who have then who have shot over seven people in cold blood, and you have hundreds who have been treated in human manner. It makes me angry, frankly, to even continue to have this debate. I had this kind of debate in August. I don't want to have this kind of debate with any human being about whether or not anyone on earth must be given the right to be the judge, jury, and executioner of anybody for whatever reason you want.
So, siyabonga kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapho ke baba Sibanda, silo mama ke ecingweni lapho Musa. Musa, kunjani mama?
Ngiyaphila linjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Akutsho ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Eish, okwenzakala eZimbabwe kunzima baba. Lami ngiyakubona sibili ngoba kubuhlungu lokho okwenzakele. Lami nginjani thokozi sibili. Okukhona ukuthi sithandazo kuphela yikho kukhona.
Ye, kodwa ke ubona zani kwenziwe kuyini ukuthi amasosha agcine echaya abantu kangaka? Yikhona ukuthi batshengisele kumbe kuvele kukhona ukuchaya amanzi amnyama la?
Hayi, ngokubona kwami mbongani kukhona kukhona sibili. Ngeke uphombe ukwenzakala from nowhere.
Mhm. Pho ke kuzalunga yini khona okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Hayi, mina ngibona kuzalunga sibili ngoba kathesi ngani sokuwesi sibili. Kuqala besikhala but ngani bokungcono kulakathesi. Kathesi sokuwesi sibili. Naba sokuvala ama-internet sithi siyazama ukufona amafoni asangeni. So asazi ukuthi kuzaphetha kanjani.
So ubona ngazani ke umnumzana Mgabe wayengcono kulalokhu okwenzakalayo?
Ya, wayengani kungcono noma sasikhala kulakathesi. Okathesi ngani kuwesi kakhulu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu mama. Phosela ukugcina mama.
Eshi lami ukuthi ngumuntu omutha baba, but bengithi ngigcizelele nje lami khona okho amazinyana akhona kimi.
Yebo phela, hayi sibongile mama, sibonge kakhulu.
Thank you.
So that is Musa. She's really feeling, you know, sort of like angry about what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying that maybe Mugabe was far much better than President Mnangagwa because of the situation right now in Zimbabwe. She says it's too bad. There's no internet. There's no Facebook. Mm-hmm. There's no WhatsApp. And she says Mugabe never did that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mr. Chuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am there.
You are hearing these concerns. I think it's not the first time that I've heard some Zimbabweans actually saying former President Robert Mugabe was better. But I want you to address some of the issues that were raised by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda is the spokesperson for MDC leader, Mr. Nelson Chamisa. He says that there were some ZANU-PF people involved. And of course, we have seen some of them appearing in court, some in Whitecliffe yesterday, who allegedly torched a ZUPCO bus. And amongst them, there are also members of the Zimbabwe National Army. How do you explain that?
To be honest with you, the first thing that I wanted to really put into clarity is that at no time or at any point did I ever want to justify this thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, it is sad and very maddening to lose a life in whatever form or whichever party that life might belong to. But at the end of the day, life is irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
And so that must be put clear that I am also one of those people who stand up and condemn
mm-hmm.
The killing or beating of people for any reason whatsoever, especially by our security forces.
Mm-hmm.
They are supposed to be there to protect and not to kill and not to shoot at people and not to beat them up either. If they people are being rowdy, their job is to apprehend them, arrest them, and then put them through the due process of law, whereby the person can go and have their day in court. And that's how things should be. And that is my standpoint that I will never change. I will never, ever, ever be happy or want to justify a killing of anybody for whatever reason. That is why I said earlier, maybe because I said it in the early, I don't know if you understand it. I said that no matter what, we should always try and talk and talk and talk until we find each other. Talking is way, 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 way better than reactions and actions that end up costing people's lives or property or injury to people. We don't want that to ever happen. So I'll never allow and I'll never go along a notion to say that the security forces were by any means right to kill anyone or to torture anyone.
Mm-hmm.
They are wrong. They are not right. It's not allowed. They shouldn't do it. They must go there and be seen to try to keep peace or breaking off a violent protest, but not for them to kill anybody. And that's how it should be. And look, if they are members of ZANU-PF, because unfortunately, within his party, my brother, he don't sort of like apply and get vetted for you to be a member of a party. He can have a rogue element within ZANU-PF as much as he can have rogue elements in the MPC. I was watching a video of some youth in one of the protests in Harare, where chanting clearly, Chisa Mama, and stuff like that. But I'm sure Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda's party never sent anybody to go and set up satellite tires and blockade the roads and stuff like that. They didn't. But there are members of the party that did that. And it is wrong. So those people, the members of the MPs, or the members of the army that have been caught doing whatever they did, must definitely face the full wrath of the law. They must carry their own crosses. They did it of their own, and they must be prosecuted. They should never be a favor to say, because this one belongs to ZANU-PF, or because this one belongs to the military, or because this one belongs to whatever. But they should never be a case like that, because before you are ZANU-PF, before you are NDC, before you are military, you are human beings in Zimbabwe. And that must be the cover that then justify whatever action befalls you for whatever you have done. So whenever you do an action, then you must always remember and know that you must be able to carry out the reaction from your action and carry out your responsibility from that action when then finally it brings turn around and face you head on. So I will never ever say that because the Zambian member was caught then. No. They must still face the full wrath of the law, because I'm sure if my party has not ordered anybody to go and do such kinds of things. We are trying to preserve an economy that is dying down there. So we would never want anybody who would then come and throw spanners in those kind of works and start burning buses. Then tomorrow we're going to need more money to buy another bus. We're going to need more money to start repairing these properties. And unfortunately, land belongs and we can't even replace them. How pathetic is that? So we can never allow. No one must ever
allow
or condone debt caused by our
security force. Thank you. Gibbs?
Yes, labantu lapha ke ecingweni okuqala ke uDonald Mamboma akukhulumela
uDonald. Koma Donald makadi.
Ndipo mkoma blessing makasimba here.
Hayi wayi suti rinani zvemuto wakumwa kaoma. Mkoma Gibbs wa right.
Hayi siyaphila mfowethu. Ye.
Hayi ndofara.
Tipe ufungwa dzenyu koma Donald.
Ufara kwacho hako hakutori limited nokuti haungafari kana hama dzichiurawa kumusha. Ndoda kuti ndinopokana nechose nevamurikuti vachuma ava vanoratidza kuti vanobhadhiwa chaizvo nemudziyo anenge achinziya akapwanywa vachiita blame yacho vachishiftira kuMDC. Ndoda kuti
ndiudzevahavazoukorekta mukoma Mambo mavanenge vari kuti aiwa pamwe vataura nechindere vamwe havana kunyatsonzwisisa vari kuti zvekupfurwa kwakaitwa vanhu hazvanga zvisingafaniri kudaro.
Aiwe papunda pavo hapa vataura. Chandoda kutaura ndechekuti ivo vari kuratidza kuti chavanonyanya kukoshesa ndechekuti propati vanhu vemdc vanenge vakakonzeresa mhizhonga kuti vakazonovhara mumugwagwa vachidi vachityisa mataya. Ipapo ndopandoda kuti havasi vana vemdc, vanhu vezimbabwe including vamwe vashoma vezanupf vavanoti ndevavo, nokuti kana petro ikakwira haikwiriri munhu wemdc kuziva kwatinoita mashopu atinawo nemagaraji atinawo mafiling station ndeye munhu wese haana kumatwa kunzi apa ndopanomwisa zanupf zvizhinji. Mashopu atinopinda nemamwe, saka kana vana vezimbabwe vachitikagwadziwa including vezanupf vacho vakastrika vakati is exorbitant ponzi munhu zabva kumdc vachuma vanofanga kurava bhaibheri vagorangarira pane vhesi inotaura kuti vakuru uchazobakwa nerufu simba richapera ende zita remaenu acharova simarovera ari kungoita vanhu vari kupfuura hazvina chidzi vagare vachizviziva vachuma one day is one day muchasiya nyika ino vachuma
haiwaenyu
acharova kukangaungwa nezvenyu kukangaungwa bhozi zamuri kuita ka sei muchinyanya kumanyira kungoti propati buko vanhu vakapfupa muvaone akakonzeresa chii moda kumanyira kuti oraitiko semuriratidza kuti muri kugwadziwa bhizinesi radzokera kumashure nokuti vanhu vaprotesta ko indaneti yamakavhara inodzosera mabhizinesi aka iri kudzosera kunyika kumashure zvakadii vanofanga kunyatsokudzamisa pfungwa vachuma nevamwe vavoka vasangofunga pavari nezvanhasi
mukoma Donald
zvichazovei.
Mukoma Donald vamwe vari kuti ka indaneti ikavhurwa vanhu ndopavari kuti varonge zvekuratidzira ndosaka yambodzimwa kusvika zvagadzikana.
No, mukoma blessing. Reason iripo ndeyekuti kana vakadzima vamurimi havoita zvavanokwanisa kuita pasina kufambisa kwamashoko. Haisi nyaya yekuti vanhu vanoorganiza kana kudini, nokuti vanoziva kungoti vanoshandisa fosi nyange vanhu vakaungana vanodhisipesa vanhu nematiegasi nemvura dzinovava ekuti nyaya yavo ndeyekuti pavari kuita for the min iko zvino pavari kuita hapana anenge achiziva kuti aurawa ndiani apfugwa ndiani chii chaitika kuseri kwekuti murima tiri murima nyika iri murima parizvi.
Ko vamwewo mukoma Donald vamwe vanenge vachitika ini ndapwanyirwawo chitoro changu ndoita sei ndodaidzaka mapurisa kuti vandidzivirire.
Ko hazeti hausi zayakapwanywa mukoma yakapwanywa ne saka moti vana vemdc vangapwanya mudziyo wavo muzinda wavo handi munoona kuti ava vanhu ava vanoda kutsvaka utano mugati hapana kana zvavari kutaura vanhu.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Donald, regai titore vamwe vateereri, asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Vaita basa mukoma.
Tinotenda. That's Donald there. He is insisting that property cannot be valued more than human life. He's insisting that people must not be killed if there are protests. And of course, on the issue that the government is saying that the protesters are disrupting business. He's saying the government is doing the same by also shutting down the internet. And he's saying, how then is business going to take place when there is no internet in this day and age? Again.
Yes, lo baba. Oh, Victor, come on. Baba, Victor, kunjan.
Yeah,
Victor, I'm sorry.
Yeah. shame kusho ukuthi hayi ukuluta izinto is not good at all because we are destroying e property yethu engayisiyo yezano PF. Then sihambe ku second issue. Bona bathi bashata i-internet because abantu bevuka. But bathi kuyophile kanjani because abala mali elizweni basebenzisa imali ezemafoni ezibhalwe to heavy access to internet ukwenzela ukuthi uthenge lokho. Sabothi i-government le idlala ngabantu. Bangeke ukuthi ungubaba ekhaya uchaya abantwana bebaleke ekhaya ngapho uyabagijimisa labo abasele uyachaya uyabona ukuthi kuba ngubaba kwakho akusebenzi. Have to quit ukuba ngubaba nxa ngakule ndlela yokukhwitha.
Yabo. Kodwa kuyalungiseka yini konoko kwenzakala mzala?
Hayi, laphana ukulungiseka kwakhona kukhatshana because those guys are very great. Ngobhombela kwesabo into abayifunayo ukuthi kube le-chaos yena leyana bekwazi ukuzithaphela imali bekwazi ukuyenza yonke into bezithuthukisa bona nabantu babo wilist ilizwe lonke lihlupheka laphana ngiboni ukuba lokusimama komnotho nxa ngamadodalane lokhu esaphethe intambo zombuso phezu kwalokho uhambile no-president wethu uthi uyahehla ama-investors iphi i-investor lengqondo eziphelelee engahambe i-investor yani khangela abantu badidiswa ngapha kubulawa amabhizinisi uya-investa ini yakhona
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Victor phose lokugcina baba
hayi yola endawo angazi ukuthi kungenziwa njani sike uhlupho sigcele emazweni ngenxa yezano pifa kulokunye
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Victor ungathina kusasa baba. So he's raising a point here about the internet. He's saying that transactions in Zimbabwe are mostly conducted on the internet. So what is going on? What are people doing? EcoCash and all those kind of things. And he says Mr. Mnangagwa is busy looking for investors, but there's so much mayhem in his own country. So what type of investor can invest in Zimbabwe right now? And then Dr. Saslo Baba, Mbongeni, Ekongeni. Mbongeni, is tole kunjani?
Siyaphila kanjani?
Ngiyaphila Mbongeni. Akutsho ukuthi wena udaba lolu libona njani?
Lolu daba lolu liyahlupha ngempela, liyahlupha. Sesilokhu sisiza amanga oze siwutate ngangale sekushaya abantu sekunjaninjani seyisela amanga ngangapha abanye ngabawhatsapp. Le ndaba le iyahlupha kakhulu ento namani thatha ukubhekisisa le ndaba izanu pefu nayo ngathi inesandla njengoba sisiza lapha masimamela lapha ekuqaleni. Izanu pefu vele inesandla from ekuqaleni khona laphana ngesikhathi umnangakho ebhonjwa ngesikhathi efuna ukumbulala noma wayefuna ukubulala yena indawo lokhu sasukela khona phaya ikubonile ngesikhathi sokhetho izalo phesi wina i-council izowina i-senate iyiniphalamende but ku-president umnangagwa akawinaka khona khona kuyabonisa sobali ukuthi izalo phesi yena ngokwayo ayimfuni umnangagwa njalo khona lokho okwenzakeleyo khona lokho i-strike sina lesi njengoba kasokuqatha ukuthi izanu pefu nayo ingenele yiyo ezama ukuthi ihlukumeze i-government nale kamnangagwa kugcine sekungafeli ukuhlaliseka agcine wona amasosha la mapholisa agcine sesenza khona khona akwenzayo komgabe bethi bona hhayi mnangagwa wona vele abantu abasakufuni yiyo mna into engiyibonayo and umnangagwa le themu leyo angeke ayiqede sibona futhi sebemthathela futhi umnangagwa bona ngoba izalo phefu sesiyeqiniswe nayo imfuno umnangagwa abamfuni straight away noma nje sekulo abantu kuyibo nje besithi izalo class ifuni but bona ngokwabo nabo vele umnangagwa umkhokheli kamnangagwa ababufuni
hayi siyabonga
abakhona beyithu akula kuvisisana okukhona into ekhona lapha mangabe lento leyo umhlabi ungazange ungenele or african union nabosadiki mabengafaki isandla esiqinile laphayana sobona imphefumulo yabantu lethu iqhubeka ilahleka kakhulu
siyabonga
into elisadiki zama ukuthi ibeke isandla ngamandla amakhulu
yes
isandla or african union layithumele laphaya ibhekisise udaba lezimbabwe bangalithathi njengento encinyane kuqhubeka abantwana babantu besifa kanje ngendaba yezano PF.
Siyabonga Mbongeni. Mbongeni, siyabonga Mbongeni. Sibonga kakhulu Mbongeni ungadela kusasa mfowethu. So Mbongeni saying that you know there's a coup in the making here. He's very suspicious about what is happening within the Zanu PF. So he says maybe the police and the soldiers are being instigated by some people within Zanu PF. He's taking all the things from the election period, the bombing at the White City Stadium, the elections and the outcome in which, you know, parliamentarians on the Zanu side, they actually came out clean. And they're saying, you know, Mnangagwa didn't win clearly. You know, it doesn't like the way he came out. So he says, There's something brewing in ZANU-PF. So he says ZANU-PF is very dangerous at the moment. So UN and the AU and SADC should intervene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Regaiti dzokere kuna Dr. Sibanda muchiri pa here pa runare? Dr. Sibanda tine kuti hambona mufananidzo yava chamisa vachienda kuzvipatara zvakasiyana siyana. Vanhu vari kuti kudii kwavari uye ivo vari kuti ivo kudii nemamiriro akaita zvino.
Vanhu vari kuti kuna President Chamisa hatina kuchityidzirwa zvaitika izvi, tinozoona zvakashata. Kasi tiri kuda kuti zvisafe zvaitika muupenyu hwedu, tinoda kuti tirambe takashinga tichiendera mberi tichiona kuti hurumende yava munangagwa naGeneral Chiwengwa haigone kuendera mberi pasina kugadziriswa nyaya dzekuti vari kuuraya vanhu ndavanani. Vari kufamba nepfuti dzemasoja vachingopfuurapfuura vanhu ndaanani, nekuti vanhu vava vanoda kuti vaendese kumatare dzemhosva, nokuti vari kukanganisa mitemo yehunhu hwepasi rese. President Chamisa vari kunamata nevanhu vachitaura navo kuti zvinhu ivo pavakakuvadzwa zvakafamba sei. Vari kuteerera mastori dzevanhu kuti vanyatsonzwisisa kuti mauto nevaishudha vanhu vaizviita sei uye vaiti vari kuzviitirei. Vachatora izvozvo vodzokera nazvo kubato ravo. Zvinova zvinhu zvavanobva vataurirawo futi nevamwe vatungamiri vepasi pano, vachivaudza kuti zvinhu zvakazofamba sei, zvikakanganisika papi, nekuti vachiwengwa navamunangagwa vakaronga kuuraya vanhu nenzira yakamira sei. Saka vachamisa havana kuvhunduka vanhu, uyezve vari kuti hatina kuvhunduka. Vari kuti tanga tichiziva kuti tiri kugara mumusha mune mhondi.
Tisataenda kune muteereri vachuma, munotiwo kudii nezviri kutaurwa navasibanda?
Nyaya yataurwa naasvanda hapana nyaya yakaipa chose. Semunhu anotaurira mutungamiri webato rake, ikodzero remutungamiri webato rake kuti afambewo echiona vanhu kana vakuvara. Handione kuti kune chinhu chakaipa ipapo. Vaita zvakanaka vachamisa kana vaenda kunoona vanhu vavakuvara ivavo. And ipapo futi ndichiimba kuti vataura meseji yakanaka kuvanhu kuti aiwa, kana muchida kuratidzira ratidzirai murunyararo, usaratidzire nokupinza mhirizhonga mukati sezvaitika izvi mazuva apfuura aya. Kuratidza ikodzero remunhu wese zvirimo mubumbiro redu remutemo reZimbabwe section 59 inobvuma kuti munhu anogona kuratidzira any time. So message yoyo ngaifambise chose kuti aa, munhu achida kuratidzira ngaaratidzire hake hungu, asi kusazoita mhirizhonga nezvinhu zvatakaona zvakazoitika zvinobve kodzero kuti vanhu vakuvare vamwe vatora chitura neupenyu hwavo hati kuratidzira is a right rino muconstitution. Saka iright ikodzero remunhu wese. Saka tikaseda meseji yakadaro kuvanhu, ndofunga tichatanga kufamba tose, because nini sezvandataura ndinovenga chaizvo kuona vanhu vachivowa, ndinovenga chaizvo and ndozva kurwadziwa kana ndichinzwa nhau dzokunzi kune munhu ashayika nenyaya yemhirizhonga inoitika. Yet isusu maleda zvacho most of the time toti tino padhuze ipapo, toti tiri kure uko, ngatisundei kuti titaurirane, tiudze vanhu vedu kuti ngatitauriranei all the time. Leta talk, not kuzoita zvekuzotanga kumhanyisana zviya zviya.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tine imwe muteereri vamandizvidza. Makadii vamandizvidza? Aiwa, hatiri nani, tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu ndingangoti ine mamiriro akaita kukucha kwedu kuZimbabwe kuvakwa asina kumira zvakanaka. I think zvinhu zvese, like everything is just upside down. So I think the government inofanira kuacta as fast as they can, because now if takatanga tasa health sector for example, inini mai vangu inini she's diabetic right now. And in South Africa I can't even send money kuti vakwatotenga medication, right? And my doctors at the same time they are on strike. And at the same time she's even afraid of going to buy medication yet, even though vakwasa kuti sisa mari, right? So at the end of the day what's going to happen is I'm going to lose my parent because of my personal interest or my personal grudge anenge achitika in the government, side. So with that, if the Kaitika Kulevanu, 5 or 6 or 10 in the country, those people can do anything, because now they've lost their beloved ones just because of one simple thing. But guys, how can we resolve my problems, harmony, right? And in terms of Nyayakutama strikes and stuff, yes, we people can go, you know, ballistic and all that, Wachitama strikes and all that. It's all right, we can do that. But at the same time, looting and all that is not justified. If you go and strike, just go and strike, or strike, or stay away and things like that. But at the end of the day, also, the army and all that, they don't have the right to go and beat up people as what we have been seeing lately. Because if you beat up people who are demonstrating good intentions at Anagara, then we don't know what then are you fighting for. Why are you coming to beat me? Because my fight is to make sure that things go back to normal. And my fight is we need fuel with the end of go eat it down, which is normal to everyone. So at the same time, I don't really think could be one rice striker, so the reason you grow wild, the reason you tell them the natural wild, like you take the street, like what we have been seeing, even the international community, the African community, my countries and my neighboring countries. If I don't really think the pandemic is a hope with our country. There is no investor, a hope in the because there is no peace there. If the government can't look after their own citizens, then how are they going to look after an investor who's going to come from other countries? Mm-hmm. So we are chasing them away. Mm-hmm. But we think to go resolve the problem, but instead we are chasing them away. So to me, in Dongonati, it's just wrong.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are reports that the chairman of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition's mother was abducted this afternoon. Mm-hmm. That's Mahia. We usually talk to him on this program. Mm-hmm. From Euro Zimbabwe. So his mother, because the allegedly state security agents were looking for him, they didn't find him, so they abducted the mother. And I was also talking to lawyers from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights who are saying that those who are in detention are injured, they are being denied access to their doctors. Mm-hmm. So they are saying that, some of the wounds are beginning to get bad, mm-hmm. Because there is no medical attention being given to them. They've tried to, appeal to the courts, mm-hmm. for some of those people to be sent to hospital. But unfortunately, they are saying that they have not been successful. And there are also a number of small boys who have been caught in the drug net, some mm-hmm. as young as 12 years. Yeah. We have also been detained. Those are some of the stories that we are hearing, Gibbs.
Slobo bage umkize kumwan la baba umkize kunja.
Ayisonile baba inja.
Ayisonile baba umkize. Ye ungathini ke ngokwenzakala ezibaba umkize.
Hey, baba okwenzakale ezibaba lapho kuyethusa. Mhm. Kuyethusa kakhulu because ungathi uyakhangela ukuthi labantu akade behamba kuthiwa bayathathwa. Abantwana abancane kakhulu icala labo mawuthi alibheke icala labo kalikhanya ukuthi ngelani. Mhm. Bekufanele ukuthi ma kunjalo igovernment mayisibona sokusenzeka into ezinjalo ingenelele kakhulu because igovernment ikhangelela ngamalungelo abantu ukuthi ama rights abantu because ma bebona isimo singahambi kahle kufanele benze betshengise ukuthi igovernment ibone ukuthi izinto kazahambi ngendlela beni besilungisisa lapho okurongo khona manje ngendlela okwenzakala ngayo lokho kukhanya vele ukuthi into yenzakala eZimbabwe yizimbi okuyangisayo njalo kwamanye amazwi ukuthi mabebona kusenzeka into ezinjengalezo kwenziwa njani ngokunjalo into ekhona abantu ade bengeke beze bephume nje begcwale estradeni bevusa umsindo kungela into abayenzelayo kutshengisela ukuthi abantu basebuhlungu nobukhulu ukuthi sezwa lokho bazidubeke lokuthi nje imisebenzi kayikho ekhaya kasila mali imali abayihola imali engasebenziyo uthola ukuthi inyanga iphelile ubhadele abantwana ischool fees abantwana bayadla endlini lapho imali yangkhona kayinelisi kunjenje kulamanesi kunamatitha kulabantu nje abachiyechiyeneyo bayasebenza ma bestrike ma kuthiwa bastrikile bakhathi bexoxa umsebenzi kaba kulalela izikhalazo zabo. So abantu asozibekela ukuthi labo betshengisele ukuthi beze bebonise ukuthi lokhu okwenzakalayo kwabahambisani labo.
Mhm. Hayi, sikuzwile baba Mkhize, sibonge kakhulu baba. Yeah, so that is Mr. Mkhize. He says what is happening in Zimbabwe is very bad. And he said, you know, people have got problems. There is high unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
There's cash shortages and all those other things. But the government, when people decide to go on strike, you know, they always fire workers. And mm-hmm. so people had the right now to say, okay, if you are doing that, we're going to show you that the situation is not good in mm-hmm. the country. So they went on to the streets and protested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Makadi?
Ayo, ndilipo Makadi.
Oh, ndi watete hawa?
Ndisizi, ndi tete chua nesompofu.
Ayo, wa Makadi, watete.
Ayo, ndisizi, wanyame usinemka.
Mm-hmm. Ya, yeah. Tiupeo pfungwa zenyu pane zviri kuitika munyika izvi?
Ah, isusu tukundwa kuru wadzi, wen tukundwa kunyara, kututiropa ku Zimbabwe, ne zviri kuitika ku Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Nika zesa, pana la nalogambi zokura chizira.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is Zimbabwe. This is the most expensive fuel in mm-hmm. the whole world. Second, I've never Zimbabwe. I could go down only because there are to this question. President, when you can to worry, when you can announce on part of the trend. Because he doesn't even care which is the tower is the chat was like that. I don't know if you can see what I want to do about artists with Sira. President Branga got a conscious Jacara Jacata Kumusha. Babanga de Vacanza Kumusha, Kubakata Mission and Akuzo here. You cut your business short. I'm going to go to the culture of the Ambassador, Urayana, and Ambassador. Yes, once Zimbabwe is open for business, the only business that is open in Zimbabwe is the Rema Soja Kurayavan. That's the only business that is open in our country. Vanhu vari kufana nenzara vanhu muchipatara muna kana mushonga. Someone was telling me kuti havana kana magloves akushandisa makondom kuti kushandisa muchipatara. Tichati tumidzire zvirikumba hazvisviki masoja ari kundoti vari kutora. And again, let me put a disclaimer. Zvinhu zvatiri kuudzwa, these are reported things, hatisi kumusha isusu. Tikona mavideo to that effect. Saka kana vachitora vana vadiki, pane mavideo zvatiri kuona avari kupinda mudzimba. Mwakuenda mumba memunguru mutora mwashatenga zvamuri kuburitsa mumba murati vanhu vaite sei vachitora vachirova vanhu vangane izvi vafa. We don't even know at some correct numbers yangu the imagination kuti zvakati even chiri mwana akatadza kana vanhu vakatadza kuti noise mumutongo wacho havazopokura yaka. That's not what's supposed to happen. Military are supposed to protect the people, not to kill the people. If you kill us, then who's going to protect us?
I want to know ten as Kuru Techo Niso and Kupinam Chirongachedu.
My turn.
You heard there from Udadewe to Techo Niso. She is saying that she feels strongly that because of the situation back home, President Mnangagwa must have cut short his visit to the Eastern European countries to come back home and address the crisis. And she's saying that, you know, even if people protest, even if it turns violent, you know, they should not be killed. And she's saying that she is disturbed by reports coming from Zimbabwe, which, of course, are now difficult to verify because there's no internet. And some are alleging that the government is playing down the severity of the crisis, Gibbs.
Yes, Noam Tandazo on Facebook is saying, fix the cause of the looting and there will be no looting. And then S. Lizzie Hammond says, Elizabeth Elpata Avantuan Labokuluganje, Jesus, take the wheel and drive. Dr. Spanda, your last word, just a few seconds.
Oh, well, look, Zimbabweans would love to know that the whole talk about violence from protesters is dismissible. Because we know and we've seen in the police stations who has been carrying out violence and looting. It was, in fact, some soldiers with ZANU-PF youth who were intending to enrich themselves unfairly because they had guns and the power to do so. But also, Zimbabweans would love to know that President Nelson Chamisa has been doing job number one for any president while Mnangagwa refuses to go back home. President Nelson Chamisa has been out there in hospitals, in homes, talking to people and sharing in their grief.
Thank you, Dr. Sbanda. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally. We have to end it here. Thanks to Dr. Sbanda and also Mr. Chuma, our viewers, our listeners, and our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.